Where the Kramer's buttock flies. This is an original song. It's called Cinnamon Skin.
We'll be right back. Documentary, but it'd be like sort of a time life thing, different ways of brain modification, and it'd be the computer simulating all different ways of feeling when you're on like different drugs,
different kinds of meditation, sex, anything, man. Think of it. It'd be like, have you read Understanding Comics?
Ever read what?
That book, Understanding Comics.
Yeah.
You should read it. It's really good. I'll lend it to you if you need a copy.
Okay.
I don't know. I was getting off thoughts. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about, you originally when I met you, you weren't smoking dope because you used to get the fear, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about it?
The fear. I know, it's a hard thing to describe. It's like
it's just overwhelming and you just can't get control.
Yeah, well, it's like it's overwhelming anxiety, right? And it's like,
and you can't combat it.
Yeah, and the thing is, for me, I think it's real personal for everyone, like what level it takes. For me, it always takes a thing, like it's always a control thing, like having a control. Because really, I guess it's just intensity, right? You know, it's just like unfamiliar intensity, right? You know, which is why I had to quit pot, because you know, you're getting high and you just want to feel the same way you always do, and all of a sudden you're smoking joint, and it's this, you know what I mean, this whole, so it's an uncontrolled intensity thing, and then like, I don't know, yeah, it's just like your body goes into, gets pumped full of adrenaline, right, and your heart starts going ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Well, I'll tell you something, here's like a thought, this has happened to me 3 times recently. It never used to happen to me, I never ever feel like sick or anything, but like, you know, like, so what you talk about, I'll be sitting there, I'll be wow, you know, because I don't smoke that much more, maybe it's like once a week, you know, so trying to think something feel like your tolerance again.
Yeah.
And then I'll smoke and I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, you know, wow, I'm really high. All of a sudden I'll sort of slip into it, you know, and I'll be like, but I'm able to fight it. Like that night on mushrooms I told you, but I just couldn't fight it. I surrendered myself to this mind fuck.
Yeah.
But you know, when I'm on pot, it's like I feel strong enough, so I go, no, fuck it. I go like, so I try to force myself to see it in a different way. I try to see it as, I don't get this high that often, so it's like a whole new way of seeing the world, so fuck, I might as well dig it, you know, instead of being afraid of it, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if it's happening 3 times, it happens to me tonight again. So that's why I just walk around, I want to get an ice cream. I saw my sister's friend.
Thank you. plugging in, I jam through my TV. Electric cord fucked, mixed squiggles and lines. Sometimes so good, getting off on the distort, I almost get high. Always out of phase, rewaved by the curve at jacking on reverb or peeling off skin. A toast to the guts of it, and hammer on hard. With ratchet guitars, yeah, hammer on hard. Don't destroy my brain down, hey, maybe pause the future. Tune out the retard so all the cripples can party. Foreign pine saw on the speaker cone, bring on the shine. To white out the shyness, I explode now. And all lights fucked on a hair amp, drew in the hat and the rattle and the hairy gut shine. For the girls kissing girls and the boys kissing boys and the girls kissing boys, the hairy gut shine.
Body.